Sunny 101.9. It's Mark and Walt in the morning with Doja Cat and SZA with Kiss Me More. 8:11 on a Monday. I'm Walt Lindela, and it is time for an update with our friends at the Lake Superior Community Partnership. Joining me this morning is CEO Christopher Germain. Good morning.
Good morning, Walt. Thanks for having me.
Good again. To have you here. One of the big things I know that the partnership is doing right now is looking to address the issues with childcare in the community. First of all, let's talk about why that is a priority for the partnership.
Absolutely. So childcare is one of those critical factors that's quite frankly keeping people out of the labor force, right? And we know right now we have more jobs than we have people to fill them. So everything we can do to tackle that gap is important.
So because of the challenges of people having families, but they want to go work somewhere, but they got to worry about who's going to watch the kids, right?
Exactly. And in most cases, they can't even find someone to do it, right? Or quite frankly, it's so expensive that it's cheaper to quit their job or one of them to quit their job and stay home.
So you at the partnership are actually doing something that is looking to address not the short-term thing of like, we'll take care of the kids. We'll teach people how to take care of the kids, right? Tell me
Absolutely.
About it.
Absolutely. I don't have the space in my office to run a daycare myself, so don't commit me to that, Walt.
Right, but, exactly.
But we are working with folks. So we have a coalition with a community foundation in Marquette County, Marisa, and the Great Start to Quality, who are creating what we're calling a childcare home business incubator program. So the concept is everyone's home is suddenly an asset that you can create a business in, right? So a business that we critically need is childcare, but it's a really difficult field to get into, right? There's a lot of regulations. There's a lot of expertise. You have to be licensed. You have to go through all of that type of stuff, and it can be, quite frankly, really daunting to folks who maybe are interested.
So what is it that this program is looking to do then?
So this program, the first version of it this spring will probably help about 5 to 6 folks really go through that process from beginning to end. Here's how you business plan. Here's how you run a childcare. Here's connecting you to those resources to get you licensed and get you up and running, including hopefully a mentor with somebody who's already doing this type of work.
So where did this idea come from to have the partnership take this angle with it?
So it actually came from the Marquette County Child Care Coalition, which was run by the Marquette County Community Foundation. My first week on the job, I joined in. And I didn't know anything about child care. And suddenly, a few months later, here we are with the ones with the operational capacity to really make it happen.
I'm Walt Lindela in the studio with Christopher Germain, CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership. And we are talking about the efforts that the partnership is doing in terms of child care and training related to that. Now, Christopher, you're mentioning that you're getting this incubator going that is looking to teach people really how to do daycare or open such a daycare business, right?
That's correct. Yep.
Okay, so now, are there other models? Is this like out there somewhere? Is this a relatively new thing? Or it seems like it could be a daunting task to put all of this together.
It absolutely could be, and it has been, to be honest. There is one other model, though, that we are operating off of that's based out on the East Coast. So what we're currently working through right now is how do we model that to work for us here.
So what are the main points of what you're going to be doing with this? You mentioned that it sounds like you're doing it in sessions or at least in chunks. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's essentially going to school to create a childcare center, right? So the idea is we'll open up the applications for a group of 5 or 6 people to join us, and we'll put them literally through sessions, like you said. Here's how to create a business plan. Here's the basics of childcare. Here's how you get licensing taken care of. Here's how to make sure your home is ready to run a childcare. All those types of lessons.
So you're also seeing this as an opportunity, at least for some economic development in the businesses, because these are businesses, right?
Absolutely. It's a double win for us in that sense.
So how does somebody find out more about this initiative? Maybe someone's listening today that they would like to at least explore it a little bit. How can they do that?
So at this stage, since we're still developing the program, there's not a whole ton out there yet, but what I will tell folks is to keep track of Marquette.org, which is our website, as well as any of those other partner websites that I mentioned before. We'll be spreading the word out and recruiting for that first cohort. We expect sometime in late February into March.
So it's coming right around the corner.
It is.
Well, I appreciate your time with that update today, Christopher, and we will talk with you again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Will.
All right. It's Christopher Germain, CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership. If you missed any of this interview, we'll have it at our website at sunny.fm.